Sweetie. Sweetheart. Cromachree. I think we've had enough now, haven't we? Let's go to bed, baby. No strings attached, I promise. Let's just go upstairs and pull the curtains and lay in the quiet. You could lay my big arms on my chest and just relax with me. Take some time out. Would you like that? Oh, yeah, I really would. We can escape into some sanity for a while. Or maybe some Irish insanity. Decompress and maybe come on, honey, come with me. The bed is made. Fresh sheets. All comfy and cozy, and the room temperature is just right. Just right for you laying on my chest. Come on. Let's go upstairs. Oh, come here. Come on. Climb aboard my ship. The seas are calm. The weather is lovely. The stories maybe a bit wacky and slightly interesting, but the jokes are really, really corny. Really bad. So you have been warned, right? You can just lay and listen. Lay on my hard chest and listen while I rub your hair. Maybe we could start with a really bad joke. Do you know what Ishkabaha is? So Ishka is the Irish word for water. And Baha is life. So Ishkabaha means the water of life. But in Ireland, that actually means whiskey. So if you wanted to drink whiskey, which I know you probably don't, you'd say, can I have some Ishkabaha, please? The water of life. So there was this thirsty Irish sailor, right? And he runs from his boat to the nearest bar. And he shouts to the bartender, give me 20 shots of your best Ishkabaha, and quick. So the bartender pours the shots, and the sailor just picks them up and lashes them back one by one, the whole 20 of them. And the bartender is very, very impressed, and he says, whoa, I've never seen anyone drink that fast. And the sailor replies, well, you drink that fast too if you had what I have. And the bartender says, oh my God, what is it? What do you have? And the Irish sailor turns around and says, no money. Look, I told you the jokes are bad. They're bad and they're corny. But my chest is comfy, is it? Is my chest comfy? And I know that. I know I said there's no strings attached, so ignore what's going on below. Just ignore it. You know, I have a funny story. I was in an Irish village last week, and this is true. I was talking to a farmer, and he was talking about the COVID-19, okay? And I could see that he was absolutely terrified. And I'm from the city, and the country people, they kind of look at city people with the side eye, you know. You know, very kind of nosy. But he's like, he said, have you been back home at all? Have you been back home at all? And I'm like, yeah, I have to go home because, you know, we're not allowed to travel unless we have to. So then he's getting more quizzical, you know. He's saying, were there many young people about? Were there many young people about? I can't believe I'm translating my own Irish. And I'm saying to him, Seamus, it's the city. Young people tend to live in the cities and hang around there. And then he's like, I wonder how many of them now have the COVID. And I'm laughing because I know right away, the COVID. So it's something really serious in his head, the COVID. And I kind of wound him up a little bit, like a bit of banter. And I said, you know, Seamus, I can't really tell by looking. But if I find out, I'll let you know, huh? All right? And he says, Asher Jesus, Asher all those young ones, they're all sleeping with each other. They're all sleeping with each other outside wedlock. They're all riddled in the COVID at this stage. And I'm looking at him. I'm trying not to laugh. Now, that might seem a little judgy, but, you know, he's a bit old and he's kind of afraid and he's stuck in his ways. So I says to him, I says, no, Seamus. I says, I heard that if you have the COVID and you go to confession and then you get rid of it. And so I said, all of those young people will just confess their sins and you'll be fine and dandy. And he was delighted. He goes, oh, thank Christ. And it's so funny. It's so innocent. His name, oh, it's Big Willie Seamus. I know the irony. But that's the thing in Ireland, you know. Like, if your name is, say, Michael O'Houlihan, which is Michael O'Sullivan, and we say, like, your family had horses or something down through the years, then the name is dropped and you're no longer called O'Sullivan, O'Houlihan. So you become something like Mickey the Horse. And then his brother would be like, O'Sheen the Horse. That could be a thing. Seamus's family could all have Big Willies. That's so funny. But it's more than likely that one of their relatives was called Big Willie at one stage. He was the OG Big Willie. And they all got blessed with his genetics. See, I told you the stories are slightly interesting and kind of wacky. Right, I'll tell you a funny one, all right? I get a little more comfortable. So he's got this cousin, and his name is Anton the Liar. And Anton is the Irish for Anthony or Tony. Oh, he lies about everything. I mean, like, he plays the guitar like nobody in the world plays the guitar. He's played with the best bands in the world. Every band you name. He's even wrote the best songs in the world. Or had, like, he co-wrote them. And he's worked with all the greatest actors in Hollywood and Roddy's friends too. He tells really fantastical stories all the time, right? But he got so bad at one stage, right, that his friends set his stage an intervention. And so they all asked, could they meet with him in the pub? And he was delighted because he thought, oh, I'm getting a free night out off the lads. They all want to meet me and, you know, have a great crack. So they all gathered around and they're kind of looking at him, and he's sitting at the table and he's like, what's the story? And they're all kind of looking and they're like, which one of us is going to go first? Because, you know, when you're going to do an intervention like that, it can go kind of like, it can go anyway. So then they pulled him on telling the Porkies, and he did get highly insulted. But they calmed him down and they said, look, it's not a bad thing. They just said, look, we just need you to see the light. So then weeks went by and they'd meet him for a drink. Poor Anton, he wouldn't talk. He would just sit there and he would just listen to everyone. And the lads were looking and they're going, oh my God, poor Anton. Like, he's just not, he's not the same. Okay? So what they did, right, is they staged another intervention. And he asked to meet Anton again. And poor Anton is like, oh, what did I do now? What did I do now? And so one of the lads says, Anton, we know we staged an intervention and you've stopped lying. But mother of divine Joseph, you are so boring now. So can you please go back to telling lies and telling us all your fantasies? And he did. And Anton became Anton again. And he's still telling all the same Porkies and he's happier with himself. You see, there's kind of a weird lesson in that, isn't there? About wanting to change people. You know, when you want to change someone too much, you can kind of take away what's interesting about them as well. So sometimes it's better just to let people be themselves. Yeah, Anton is back telling stories about boxing matches, about his conquests between the sheets. And he's finally himself again. And it's so cute. You know, I'd never try to change you, Mastor. Oh no. I love when you steal my shorts. I would never change that about you. I really love when you steal the white ones. And when the smell of my aftershave. Really. It's kind of hot when you slip into bed with me like that. How do you keep your boyfriend's shirts white? You scrub his neck. Honey, I know I ruined the moment, but I promised. No strings attached. I stay true to my promise. Let me make it up to you. Let me wrap my arms around you. You see, baby, you're safe. You're safe with me, right? No matter what's going on outside, you are safe with me. We can stay in bed as long as you like, and I can tell you more stories. And I can even teach you some self-defense moves. Uh-huh. Some jujitsu. Yeah, I will, but some of them could get me into trouble. Like I could end up breaking that no strings attached thing. Well, a version of Tadashi Okatami. That was me speaking in my Irish accent, trying to pronounce and probably mangling Japanese. But it's actually a floor move. I could teach it to you. I could teach you that move. We could see how dominant you can get with it. Oh, could you? Really? You see, this is where the strings start getting attached. Maybe I better start teaching you so, huh? Come here, my little ninja. Come here. It's okay, honey. It's okay. Mm.